There were fewer rail workers than usual at Paris's Gare de Lyon train station because many were on strike to demand higher wages. Staff say that they've not had a pay rise in nearly a decade, and with a rising cost of living, they're struggling financially.
We are on salaries, and like many employees, we see the cost of living going up, but our salaries don't go up, so it doesn't add up.
More than a third of France's train services were cancelled, causing disruption for some travellers at the start of the summer break.
It is annoying for us as passengers, but the right to strike is a fundamental one, and I sympathise with their demands.
With the holidays, the strike's a bit complicated, also just after COVID, but everyone has to defend their rights.
The French government says that it cannot raise people's wages, but it is planning a number of measures to help people with inflation as part of a new cost of living bill. The proposed law includes financial help for poorer households with fuel and food. President Emmanuel Macron's government no longer has a parliamentary majority and has urged the opposition not to block the bill.
We will propose to extend the cap on gas and electricity prices to increase income from work and to lower charges on the self-employed by tripling the upper limit of the purchasing power bonus and increase pensions and social benefits.
The rail strike is expected to last one day, but with French airport workers planning their third strike in a month later this week, it is clear that some people's travel plans may not stay on track. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.